All right. Go ahead.
All right, I'm calling the meeting of the regular meeting of the Bolton Planning and Zoning Commission to order at 7:30 on Wednesday, September 10th. And I'm appointing Diane D'Annunzio for Steve Clark. Next item is approval of minutes of August 13th.
I move that we accept the minutes. I'll second that date as written.
Moved Marilee Manning, seconded Diane D'Annunzio. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Wait, I have to abstain. I can't say aye. I do have to abstain, right? If I wasn't there?
Yes.
Right.
Or can I vote?
No, you have to abstain.
Sorry.
I abstain then also.
And I have three ayes.
And two abstains.
Two abstentions.
That doesn't give you a quorum to pass them.
No, I think you just have to have four here.
I think you're okay. It's still a vote of the majority of the vote of the commission.
Okay.
So 3-0-2, right?
Yes.
And Diane and Arlene.
No.
No, Tom Robbins and Arlene.
Tom Robbins and Arlene. Sorry.
Diane's always here.
I was going to say Diane was here last time, right? That was bad of me.
I'm always here.
Okay.
I'm usually there.
Residence forum. No one else has arrived, but I see Jim Lurch online. Did you have anything to say to the commission?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Thanks. Staff reports.
Let's see. So it's been a month of meetings. We've had some lot line reconfiguration questions. There was a quarterly CROG planning and development forum, which had a presentation about Connecticut's new release-based cleanup regulations for brownfield redevelopment. Also attended a CROG Brownfield Steering Committee meeting, of which I am a member of that committee. Quarterly staff meeting we had at the town hall. Next month, you'll see your draft schedule for the 2026 PZC regular meeting dates, which I've got a draft of. And it's the same second Wednesday of every month, except for one of the Wednesdays, which falls on a holiday. Let's see what else. I attended a meeting that was sponsored by CROG, who is, and it involved actually all the other COGs in the state, to discuss the alternatives to House Bill 5002, which was the housing bill at the end of the session that got vetoed. There were representatives from CCM and COST and the COGS there. And it was just some ideas about how to change that bill that might be more palatable to cities and towns. And it would heavily involve each of the COGS helping the towns and cities out with some of the information that's needed or they're gonna require by statute. I did, along with a couple of other smaller towns, reiterate the fact that, you know, in our town, it's not the zoning that's holding this type of development back at this point, it's utilities. And if they really want to solve this problem, they might want to throw some money at extending utilities or installing utilities to allow for higher density development or development that might suit the needs of what they're trying to attain. I attended a advanced CT partners meeting this morning, which is economic development meeting. And I attended a town staff CROG regional transportation safety plan meeting with our town administrator and our first selectman and our public works director today. Also been doing ongoing work with Connecticut's countryside, and that's pretty much been my month.
I have a question. What is
Sure.
a brownfield?
A brownfield?
Yes.
Is that what you said? A brownfield is basically a contaminated site, usually from a business, where they either won't allow development till it's cleaned up properly, or there used to be something where you couldn't sell it. Now that's all, the Transfer Act is all changing, but it's basically a contaminated commercial site.
Wasn't the gas station down on 6 a Brownsfield?
Yes, at one point it was, and then they
Oh,
cleaned it up.
yeah. It's an area that just needs has polluted. Needs to get clean.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Mike?
So I did not attend those meetings.
Yeah, you weren't there.
But listening to Patrice explain them, and I feel like as though I have, so now I didn't even need to go. So for me, it's been pretty much run of the mill permits and violations. I don't know what has happened in Eastern Connecticut, but everybody thought that the fall was coming and decided to start fighting with their neighbors because I have more violations in every town than I think I've had in the last year combined. So it's just
Oh.
been kind of churning along through those. Nothing that stands out as interesting or that is going to be complicated or come before the commission, but it's just kind of rinse, repeat.
I want to, Mike, I don't know if this is the norm, but I want to commend you. I saw one of your letters go out and it has a picture of the violation on it, which I thought was awesome. I've never
Well,
seen that before.
I sort of try to avoid the initial discussion, which is someone denying that the violation exists on the property. So a high resolution aerial photo tends to grease the skids.
Right, I thought it was great.
It also makes it takes the, lowers the bar for me in having to explain in words what I'm talking about. If I can circle it on a photo, it makes it easier, but we try.
Okay, thank you. Was there any other old business that came back?
Nope.
Nope. And any other new business that came in?
Nope. It's all quiet
Okay.
on that front. They're fighting with
That.
each other instead of applying for permits.
Oh, because you had several things perhaps happening that you reported last week
Yep.
that got
Nothing's come in,
settled.
though. Nope.
No. Okay, that means we're in an ongoing discussion of the Bolton subdivision and zoning regulations. And what we were working on last time was the let's see, you talked about sign regulations. Did you I didn't see anything in the packet for a suggestion, but that's all right.
So you are all were given some homework, if I remember correctly, to go out and as you are traveling around, look at, take pictures of, or whatever this type of signs that you like, the signage that's too much or that you don't like, and to review. I think what we had decided on was the Tallon set of regulations to see if there was anything in there that was problematic or you didn't understand or like that. Mike and I were talking in the office too about, and I think we talked about this last time, doing some sort of standard sign where everybody gets a 25 square foot freestanding sign in the front. That makes it easy to be able to not have to do a lot of math. And the only After we spoke, Mike, the only place I thought that might not be necessarily appropriate would be in the neighborhood business zone. But other than that, I think it would be perfectly acceptable if that's something we in a direction we want to go in.
Patrice, did you say 25 foot or 25
Square
square
foot.
feet?
Square foot. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
The one
know. if you want to go through this, you know, section by section. I don't know if you've all had taken the
No.
time to take a look at it or.
No, we need to do our homework first.
Okay.
Oh, one thing that we had been talking about was I remember talking a lot of things about the difference between a grocery store and a convenience store. And we said maybe you should just come down to a matter of a retail store of a certain square foot. Did we look any more into what that would, you know, because we were just sort of pulling, you know, 5,000 square feet out as a out of the air, you know, but is that a standard thing? I think that was a question that was asked. Is that a good unit to use of measurement between retail and, well, they're just going to be, oh, it was whether there was going to be in the neighborhood business zone, yeah.
Yeah, I think we were discussing two types of retail, which would be one would be large retail and one would be smaller retail, and
Right.
we'd have to pick maybe a number. You know, if you go over a certain number, then that would be larger retail and might have a different way of getting a permit for that. But I didn't go into what the magic number would be.
Okay.
I can tell you that a lot of retail chain type stores have a specific build out that they have. So they're looking for, you know, 10,000 square feet on a corner, you know, and that's what they build. They do have some of them have adapted, knowing that there are towns that don't allow 10,000 square foot type things or that particular item. So they'll shave off enough to get under the 10,000 square feet. And they're able to do that. So I don't, you know, I don't know if the magic number is going to be magic, but I mean, in the position you're in at this point, I don't think it would matter. You'd invite the commercial development at this point,
Yeah.
I would assume.
Okay, and the other thing that we were working on was the table of uses. And it looks like we had gotten through.
I didn't bring my table with me.
There's extras on the table there somewhere.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Exercise.
And we also have Andrew Lodiga here in the office, in the
Okay.
audience.
It has a key.
Okay.
Here on the back page. This would be something.
We had, I made notes on home occupations,
Okay.
but I had no notes on home occupations with non-resident employees, on-site customers. So I don't know whether we discussed that. But right now we have them in R1, R2, and R3 with the site plan, which makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have employees or customers, you're going to have parking spaces, which means you're going to have some sort of site plan. So I think that's a reasonable way to handle it.
So differentiating between home occupation with customers and home occupations without, is that what you're saying?
It's differentiated.
Okay, right. So it
On
says
the chart.
site plan for the right, and then as of right without customers.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to allow those in the neighborhood business zone by special use permit? And the only reason I ask is because in the neighborhood business zone, you're allowing business. You're allowing business or homes to be remodeled as business and used as a business. For example, the restaurant that happened on West Street, that was a home and then turned into a restaurant. So I just didn't know if in the neighborhood business zone, if there's a house and they want to have customers or no customers, or you've got it in the RMUZ zone as special use permit for no customers. So I didn't know what you wanted to do for the same thing for neighborhood business.
For neighborhood business and RMUZ, I was putting down as of right.
For no customers.
For no customers.
All right. And how about with?
And I think with it should be the same site plan.
Site plan, not special use permit.
Right.
Okay. So, all right, then the only one left then is the GMUIZ, which is your general business zone. You've got it. It's got special use permit. Is that also a site plan with no customers? Again, in the general business zone or the GMUIZ, you shouldn't have too many houses in there, but you do. There are some.
I would treat that in the
same way,
in the same way as a special use permit.
Consistency makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
And the reason I say that, if we're trying to if we have a particular idea about that, about how that gets developed, I think we would want to do that as a special use permit.
Okay, but you'd have to list that then.
You don't want to do a site plan to keep it consistent, Tom?
Well, I was trying to be consistent with how we treat home occupations as a special use permit in the GMUIZ. In other words, vertically rather than horizontally.
So you want special use permit with no customers in the GMUIZ and special use permit with customers.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. It said we want to discuss houses of worship. I think maybe we had started started to talk about this. And What I would like to do is not identify it as a specific use at all, but include it under assembly type occupancies.
Now, are assembly type occupancies allowed in all zones?
Well, it's a special use permit in RMUZ.
There's Mike, you may have to help me out here because I can't really remember the case, but I believe that if you allow assembly occupancies, you have to allow a place of worship. I don't think you can discriminate the two.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Right. So what you're talking about is trying to lump together a bunch of different uses that are assemblies,
Right.
assembly use, and you're going
Right.
to say what zones they're allowed in, and you want them to be allowed how? You want them to be allowed by special use permit? Do you want them to be allowed by site plan? Have we talked about any of these previous ones before this, an assembly you would view as an assembly use? Just looking back here.
Anything that's so identified in the in the building code.
All right, a cinema, theater, right?
Theater,
All right, so right now you're saying, but you're saying,
certain kinds
okay.
of meeting facilities.
No, I'm looking at your list though. So you've got cinema, live theater, with or without tavern or restaurant. You've got it now listed for site plan allowed in both the GB zone and the GMUIZ zone. Because you wouldn't probably be allowing that in the other zones. But what I'm saying is I think you have to, I don't know, a lot of churches are in residential zones, so.
Yes.
Patrice, I need some clarification. The difference between the site plan and the permitted use is the
Permitted use or special use
Public
permit?
hearing.
Special use permit.
Public hearing. And longer, you get a longer time to decide. Special use permit requires public hearing. Site plan does not.
Okay.
You're still going to have a site plan submitted for a special use permit application, but you.
Okay. So special use needs a public hearing. Okay.
I guess you could say it gives the commission a little more discretion about how something is approved or whatever. You get input as well. I think what we had discussed originally is there's a lot of things that don't necessarily that could be done as of right or with an administrative zoning permit so that the commission,
Right.
things that are obvious,
Yeah.
a business in a business zone that's taken a business place. I mean, does that really have to come back to the commission for any real reason? If it's already there or whatever. So that's what we had discussed and trying to maybe simplify some of the applications that come that applicants have to make.
Restaurants. All the restaurants would be
Assembly.
part of assembly. Okay, and everywhere that they're permitted, the restaurants are by special use permit. Now let's see how that differs from how we treat, let's see, live theater, cinema or live theater. Are site plan only in GB and GMUIZ?
I'm
So
sorry.
in the business, in the two business zones.
Right.
I have a question going back to restaurants. Where do we fall in with food trucks?
We don't have food trucks.
There is a specific
it's very limited, and there's
section,
very specific regulation requiring for food trucks.
Section about where you can do that, and we've only had one that I can remember.
Is that the way? Because I think food trucks now are a much more mainstream form of getting your food. Do you think that there's a future for food trucks in Bolton?
I would think so. They're pretty popular.
Early, are you talking about a food truck that actually parks and stays in one place for months at a time? Or food trucks that come in at a venue and come and go?
I'm not sure which, because sometimes food trucks will have like a site that they use continuously, but then they leave at night and then come back in the morning. Is that what you mean? Or you mean permanently fixed to one, never leaves the area?
Well, I think our regulation covers food trucks that are parked for a specific amount of time.
Like 180 days or something.
Right. And
I don't even think it's that much.
Not those that come in and out. Those that come in and out, we don't regulate. But
okay.
Anything that's parked and stays for a specific amount of time, that's what our regulations covered.
Is for 180 days?
Oh, we'd have to look.
I don't remember.
So I'm thinking seasonally, like the summer or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We are not going to go through the nightmare of the taco truck that we've been through, though. I will just warn you right there.
Okay, tell us about the taco truck.
I don't remember all of it, but it was a zoning nightmare. That came back to haunt Jim when he was the zoning officer, but I don't remember the full details. I just remember as everybody took a big sigh of relief after he was gone. I think there were public health issues. I just honestly don't remember.
He couldn't do A, B, C, and D, and he decided that he was going to do C and D anyway. And Jim's like, no, you can't do that. Well, then he wanted to do A and B, and he couldn't do that. And so it was just a nightmare. Just wasn't. And then he wanted to stay open year round, and he couldn't do that. And then he started making it so that he couldn't hook himself up and get carried away, and he couldn't do that. It was just.
Well, that's just one individual, and he made himself a big pain. But nevertheless, I think food trucks are becoming more mainstream, and therefore, you know, we might want to shake off the taco truck.
One of the food trucks we had is very happy in a neighboring town.
Coventry.
And they get the benefit of that service, and we do not. True,
right.
It's just over the border, and we don't have to go far to use it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe, you know, we like I said, maybe we could get some, you know, burn some incense or something like that, and sage and do away with the fear of food trucks to a degree. I mean, they have to be regulated. They have to be, you know, controlled.
Your homework is to find the existing regulations and read them.
Oh, I will do that. But I also know of a young lady who is looking for a site for a food truck.
But if she wants it year round, then you have to change the regulation.
Yeah, it's in special regulations part two special regulations for 450-324.
450-324.
Right, and they're under seasonal or temporary commercial uses.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one in Coventry is seasonal, isn't it? And
it's permanently in place, just like Tom's place down in Andover.
Right.
They don't move them.
But he only operates it during that seasonal.
Right.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Right, and the mobile food vendors require Board of Selectmen approval in addition, I believe. Health Department approval, Board of Selectmen approval, and commission approval.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at number 10 here.
Be one of the notch.
There's one in Manchester that parks at the package store and opens when they can, and yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I have done some food truck regulations, and we typically have done it and set it up as an accessory commercial use to a lawfully existing commercial business. And we sort of pivot from the outdoor dining standards that kind of came into play with COVID. A lot of health districts, I think Eastern Highlands is included. Once they permit and register or license a food truck in their jurisdiction, that truck can then go to any town in that in the 12 towns under Eastern Highlands without having to get re-inspected from them. So, but yeah, I think actually it can work if you do it as an accessory use, because then they're just not the only thing on the lot, and you don't have, you know, competing businesses and all kinds of other things. But I wanted to read an example definition. I don't remember where I grabbed it for assembly, just to come back to that. I think one of the things you could do is to is create two different categories of assembly, like minor and major, or something along those lines, so that, you know, things that maybe are small in size with parking or square footage would not require a special permit, but larger assemblies, which are going to in turn generate larger groups of people, then could come to the commission for special permit. That might be one way to do it. But definition would: a facility that has organized services, meetings, or programs to benefit, educate, or promote discourse amongst residents of the community in a public or a private setting, which may include incidental entertainment. Uses in may include such uses as houses of worship, community centers, recreation centers, etc. So you could define it and then just lump everything from the use table that you're going to now call a place of assembly and say, you know, including but not limited to make it clear that you're sort of shifting your interpretation. And so a church and a VFW and a, you know, Boy Scout hall or whatever, all those uses then get slotted under assembly.
What is the purpose of the GMUIZ and the RMUZ?
In general,
Yeah. Oh,
that was a
it's gateway,
whole series.
gateway.
Yeah, that was a whole series of meetings and regulations you guys put in place back in, I want to say 09. I'm not exactly sure if it was before that or not.
Yes, yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
Yep,
and it was
that was.
basically for the two gateways in town. So it's like a lot. The RMUZ, look it up. I think they both fall on Route 44. Let me just take a quick look here. So the RMUZ, yeah, they both fall on 40. The RMUZ is on the Coventry end, basically east of Vernon Road out to the Coventry border, except for the area in front of the lake and some of these the properties on the south. There's a gap because they're not businesses. And then the GMUIZ is on the eastern side, I'm sorry, the western side of town of 44, beginning with the drive-in property and moving all the way to the Manchester border on both sides of the street. So they're like the two gateway zones. The general business zone is down in the on Route 6 and then also covers some area between Quarry Road and Vernon Road. Do you want me to put the map up or does that, do you understand?
No, I think I think I've got it.
Okay.
Because cinema live theater is only permitted in two zones, but with site plan only. And all the other forms of assembly, they were in more zones, but only by special use permit.
Right. So I think that, well, if I'm just looking at this, my feeling is they put the cinema and live theater with site plan in a general business zone because that makes sense. And the GMUIZ, because again, it's the general, it's sort of the business zone of the gateway. And the rural mixed use, it's not in because the areas are, the lots are smaller. And I don't think they felt when you were probably looking at this that that would make sense there.
Okay, so if we went with small and large,
Minor, major.
minor, major, I would say that in the neighborhood business zone, you could do small with site plan.
This is all restaurants, right?
Well, it's all, I'm trying to combine all the assembly type occupancies into one.
Okay, so restaurants plus the front page. So, okay.
And I think for everything, for site plan in the general business zone, and the GMUIZ.
So site plan would be the neighborhood business zone small,
Right.
and then everything in the general business zone or the GMUIZ.
Right.
Small or large, right?
And let's see. And I would treat the RMUZ and NB the same way. Small with site plan.
And large with special permit? Or no? Or not allowing
No,
large?
I think just small.
Okay.
Small with the site plan. All right, I think I've done enough damage for now. Lawn and garden sales with accessory small engine repair. Right now, there's only with a special use permit in RMUZ.
No, GMUIZ.
Oh, sorry. It's general business and GMUIZ. Okay. Something wrong thing. I would put it this site plan in GMUIZ and in general business and as a special use permit in neighborhood business and RMUZ.
You're going to allow small engine repair in a neighborhood business zone? I know it's
Well,
accessory
that's
to a lawn and garden sales.
one of the things we permit is light industrial already. I
Well,
don't see what how
okay.
small
It's light
engine industrial
manufacturing, but
permit.
yeah.
It's not it's repair, it's not manufacturing, that's right.
No, we allow light manufacturing in the NB.
Would it be a concern about disposal of contaminated, materials that be, could be considered contaminants? In other words,
Well,
about
lawn
how
and
people.
garden equipment sales and small engine repair stuff usually has an outdoor component to it. And I just not sure that's what you want in a neighborhood business zone, but if you wanted to specify without an outdoor component, I suppose you could do that. But that's, it could be a case by case basis. It could be depending on where it is in the neighborhood business zone.
What if they wanted to do the small engine repair but not be part of a lawn and garden center?
I wouldn't do that in a neighborhood business zone. So. We'll get complaints about that.
They're not separated, are they? Or are they?
Well, this accessory small engine repair, it's accessory to a lawn and garden equipment sales right now. Vehicle service and repair is not allowed in the actually, I take that back. It is allowed in the NB zone, but the question was, did we want to remove that from there? That's down just a few more lines, and I have it as a discussion item, but what you want to do there?
Okay, let's see. Light manufacturing. I would have it as site plan in neighborhood business and industrial, and leave it as special use permit in general business.
Do you mean leave it?
Do you mean the
Okay.
opposite?
Yeah. You want special use permit in the neighborhood business zone and site plan and general business and GMUIZ or industrial, I mean.
No, I want site plan in neighborhood business
You
and
don't want a
industrial
public
zone.
hearing for light manufacturing use in a neighborhood?
Yeah, I think you do.
I think you do.
I do too. Because that would be that might be a big change in the neighborhood, depending on the neighborhood.
But site plan in the
But
industrial?
site plan in the industrial zone.
Okay, and how about general business?
Also
It's a
special
it,
use permit.
that's special use now. Okay.
Okay, let's see. I think hens and livestock and poultry, those are okay the way they are. All right. Discussion item, manufacturing or assembly of outdoor recreation goods, manufacturing or processing of goods.
They're two different line items currently. And manufacturing or processing of goods is allowed only in the industrial zone under special use permit. Manufacturing or assembly of outdoor recreation goods is in the.
That
Why
I
did
does that does that
backwards?
mean does that mean like baseballs and baseball bats and
No,
Why did we
playscapes, I think
separate
you're
them?
talking about. I'm not. What are they talking about? Why is that so
I
specific?
have no idea.
Manufacturing or assembly of outdoor recreation goods.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's
Manufacturing
very
or
specific. That's
processing
not.
of
You
goods.
have a business that. Where are we here? GMUIZ.
So I was thinking it could be like playscapes, or I can't imagine what it was. Goods.
Maybe there's a definition.
Yeah. Man, so in the currently in the
Bicycles.
Gateway mixed use zone, so that's down on 44 on the Manchester side, you have manufacturing or assembly of outdoor recreation goods.
Bicycles.
Trailers?
Maybe.
Oh, golf carts. I don't know what zone that was in, but they had the golf carts up there where Dean's was before.
Yeah, but if you're talking down on 44, it's got to be Bolton Trailer.
Which also
It
has golf carts. Oh,
could be Bolton Trailer. That would be the only thing that I can think of in that zone. That's probably what that's there for.
why can't it just get lumped into the other one? That those two things are confusing to me. It sounds like it's nitpicky specific.
A really niche kind of thing, and it doesn't make sense.
Could be. I guess it was put in there for him specifically because it was confusing otherwise. I don't know.
Well, what's the processing of goods mean there?
I would think the processing of goods, I keep thinking firewood. I don't know why, except for the mountain of firewood
Yeah.
that's down there.
Well,
Is it still there?
anything that's a machine or an object like furniture is manufactured, whereas food is processed.
Okay.
I would.
Marilee is right. What is processed? I actually said that. What is processed?
Well, I give you my
Yeah.
understand I give you my
Yeah.
understanding of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Foods and.
I think that in the industrial zone, that ought to be site plan only.
For which one?
Well, I'm proposing to get rid of manufacturing or assembly of outdoor recreation goods as a
Good.
separate category.
All right. Do you want to say then manufacturing or assembly or processing?
Yep.
Do it
Sounds
that
good.
way? Yep.
That sounds better.
I just want to mention another difference to think about with respect to site plans versus special permit approvals, are that you cannot condition on the site plan
Site
approval.
plan, right?
So if you think there's any of these uses, you think, well, if someone came in before us, we might want to condition something,
House or
an hour of
something.
operation, you want more landscape buffering, you want to attach some specific condition. You cannot do it on a site plan. So your options would either be to identify what those levers are that you might want to pull and actually build them into the regulation so that they just meet the standard rather than you saying, hours of operation shall be, or you have to do it by special permit, because with a site plan, it's you're acting administratively, which means if they meet the criteria and the regulations, you are obligated to approve it within 65 days. So your discretion is limited, and not that I'm advocating for everything being special permit, because we just don't know what the future looks like, but food for thought. And it looks like we lost the town hall.
I like the idea of a little more.
Oh, we did.
We lost the town hall.
I don't see the town hall anymore.
And they,
Push
nope.
the owl.
They're not in the,
I don't know. Did the
they're not in
lightning
the,
go out?
no, they're off the participant list, so they're
They're
gone.
out here. Yeah, they're gone. Well, we'll have to see if, I mean, I'm still recording because it's running through me, but we'll see if they pop back in. Or we can just make all the decisions right now, Arlene.
I was thinking adjourn. We don't have to make any
We can
decisions.
adjourn. Well, we do we need a set? No, we can adjourn by consensus. Arlene just needs to be consensed with herself.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they booted us. I mean, they still have the
No,
quorum.
I
We're
started
out.
it. I started it and I hold the recording, so I
They
don't know what
probably don't
happened.
know.
They might not know, except we wouldn't be showing up on their end either.
I don't think I have anybody's phone number. I can't call them.
I probably do, and the question is whether they would answer.
Tom usually has his phone by him, doesn't he? Tom Manning?
Yeah, I gotta let me
Manning.
try.
I think, Mike, you have a good point. I think sometimes you need a little bit more control. You need conditions.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I would not be upset if I never attended another special permit public hearing for my life, and I think most people would agree. But you just sometimes when you have unique properties or a lot of disparity between the uses, and it might be good on this property and not so hot on that property, the special permit is the way to do it. The flip side to that is a special permit runs with the land, right? A site plan approval expires after 5 years. So if you approve it, it doesn't work so hot, the business goes away. Someone doesn't show up years down the road and say, "Oh, I want to make use of that approval." A special permit is filed on land records and it runs with the land just like a variance. So, you get more teeth up front, but property has a sort of a longer bite at the apple. So there's pros and cons.
Tom's not answering, so I'm calling Tom Robbins. His phone's probably in his truck.
Maybe Patrice, you should call your desk.
They won't answer that.
Well,
Got a voicemail for Tom Robbins. I don't have a number for.
they lose power?
I don't know.
I'm on the same power grid as the town hall.
No.
Oh, top. Nope, that's me calling him. Hi. Hi, what happened? You have no internet.
Ah.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to fix that. I mean, it's 8:30. If I put you on speakerphone, you want to make a motion to to
Yeah, we'll move to adjourn.
All right. Wow, we were wondering what happened. I didn't think you pushed the wrong button, so
Are we
no, I didn't have my hands in any buttons at that moment.
yeah, and it's about five, it's been about 5 minutes, so if it were coming back, I know the town hall's on a generator, so I don't know, maybe they're either working on something or I have no idea,
Well, they're
but
listening.
yeah, okay. Well, they usually tell us if they're going to work on the internet at night or something, but I didn't receive anything. So, all right, Arlene, you want to make a motion to adjourn at 8:28?
So moved.
Barely seconds.
All right. All those in favor, I guess. All
Hi.
right. All right.
Yes.
Weird.
See
All
you all
right.
next month.
All right. And Tom, if you would just put everything like you usually do on the desk, that'd be great.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good
Good
night.
night.
Hi,
Bye.
everyone.
What?